listening to this video, if you're listening to this podcast today, I just want to say welcome. Welcome back. I appreciate you all as always. I am a super, no surprise here, super, super reflective space. And maybe this can lead to a conversation I hope that people will love to engage in. I am really, really in this, I've explained it before, I'm in a crossroad of life where I'm trying to, you know, figure out what's always the best next step in life. And I think the more I get, or the more I remove myself from social media, the harder it is to want to continue this content journey. In all transparency, I've been doing this for a couple of years now, and I think always trying to find new ways to reinvent myself or to stay up to date. There's a challenge to that, not because I don't love it. I love the process that comes with all this. I love documenting. I love just, you know, looking at my own thoughts and seeing how they've expanded, just seeing how creative the world has gotten and all those great things. And I just think for me at times, I have questioned the intent of why I am doing this. And I've said that before, and I'm at that crossroad again. I think like anybody else, we can sit here and we can say just post content and let's, you know, you never know what will happen. And I think it's also very easy to admit, regardless if we say we don't want to be an influencer or not, I think we want to have a sort of a financial gain from the content that you make. Or if I get financial gain doing anything, I feel like that we consider a passion or a hobby. And I'm at a point now where it's really interesting how I've said it before, but this new space really is a new rat race. It's interesting how something that's meant to be so free and creative and expressive can be very lucrative if you put a lot of work into it. It's also very taxing to the body and the mind when you have to consistently show up all the time in hopes that you can continue that momentum or build that momentum when it comes to creating something for yourself or maybe with a group of people if you're doing something. And it's just, I'm just very intrigued on how I want to proceed with this moving forward. It's, I think as I get more separated from this, it's like I said, it's hard for me to come back, and it's hard to even want to play a character of this, of, you know, even being a super motivating, optimistic guy. You know, I think that that's who I am in nature, but also I think the content I like to promote is all about being kind, optimistic, deep meaning, deep searching, but also knowing that the world isn't always like that, man. It don't matter if I say it or somebody else say it, it's the truth. That some days, man, you don't feel like doing a damn thing. Some days you don't feel like that you are going to be capable of making the next leap in life. I know some of you all out there have been busting your butts for years just trying to get just a simple layer of recognition for the work that you've done. I know some of you all out there working at jobs that don't value you and who you are as a person. And I know it's very easy for anybody to get behind this mic and say, well, you know what? If I can do it, you can do it too. And I'm learning that while it's true, it's a very slightly ignorant comment to say, because there's a truth that life is extremely unfair. And also those who are successful had a little bit of luck if they did not have the resources. And that's not to demean or negate anybody's hard work from getting there, but there's a lot of people out here, man, that's busting their butt to try to make it happen. And it's not happening in the way that they want to, especially when we put time markers on our successes. We put time markers on feeling validated for being great, or, you know, defining greatness. And I think that that's where a lot of this hardships comes in, that, man. You feel like that if you're not doing something by a certain age, that you're a failure. Or if you start over at a certain age, that you're a failure. If you live in at your parent house, you're a failure. You know, like it is really hard out here, man. I cannot stress that enough. And I think that is where I have been at the past couple of weeks, is that, you know, the term life has been life, and life has been life, and, right? Not just for me, but also I'm being mindful of the fact that there's people out here who have good hearts, the purest intentions, that are doing anything and everything to live the right way, and they're not getting the fruits of their labor right then and there, or when they feel like it's deserving, or even put in years and years on work. And I think it's, again, it's very difficult to tell somebody it gets better. Does it get better? Yes. When does it get better? That is on its own time. And I think it's very ignorant sometimes to tell somebody it will get better. Sometimes it's just, it's okay to allow somebody to be pessimistic in their moment of thought, because, you know, this entire journey of growing, learning, healing, whatever you're experiencing right now, man, it is tough. Everybody's experiencing some sort of hardship. And when you get on here, you see people only posting their highlights. And it, again, it's like a psychological warfare of comparison. And we have to find a way to, change the narrative, man. We got to find a way to, you know, normalize the norm. And even in normalizing the norm, let me make this clear. It sounds so bad. It sounds like I'm hating, and I'm not. Normalizing the norm, even then, is we have to be careful how we do it, man. Like, people are posting content on their everyday life, which I love, by the way. I think that's cool. But even the simplest things are making people question their own success on just simple things. It's like going to Target and going to the store, or going to spend time with family. Like, if it's not documented, it's almost like, oh, it's not good enough, right? If it didn't have a sound, oh, it's not good enough, right? Like, it's a very, very, very interesting place that I just hope that we really get better with, and we really be careful with, because it's not real. None of this is real. And I need us to remember that it is not to negate the hard work that people are doing to create beautiful moments. I am not hating on that, because I think that's a very beautiful time for people to be creative, expressive. But it does not mean that one's opinion alone, even my own opinion right now on all this, doesn't mean that it is facts. I don't care who it is saying that. It's not. It's all perception and opinions, and you can agree with an opinion or you don't have to. But I think we have to get away from agreeing with things and people that we simply do not know, because it resonates with a current thought that we have. Doesn't mean that opinions are invalid, people don't provide value into their, they do. We all do. We all bring something. But we need to stop getting on our phones and seeing the one person that we think is so cool, we don't know anything about, and they tell you something about their dating life, they tell you something about their marriage, they tell you something about their career choice, their risk, and take it as, this is what we need to do to be successful, to be happy, to be this, be that. It worked for them. And it could work for you too, but it doesn't mean it's going to work the same way. And I think that's the thing that we have to remember in all of this, is that everybody's experience happens at its own time, at its own place, in its own space, and its own journey. It's how it always is going to be. Doesn't make you better than, doesn't make you less than, if you're not doing something on a timetable. Doesn't make you better than, doesn't make you less than, if you're not with your soulmate. Doesn't make you better than, doesn't make you less than, if you're making all the money you want to see. Because at the blink of an eye, just like all those things are that good, it can immediately go left and go bad. In a blink of an eye. And we have to remind ourselves that. That anything can change and everything can change at a blink of an eye. We have so much in this world we cannot control, and we cannot control the outcomes of things that are outside of our control. We cannot control the outcomes and decisions that other people make that affect us. We cannot do any of that. All we can do is respond accordingly to when things happen. When we see something and our mind goes left and we feel like we're a failure, we have the opportunity and choice at that moment, then and there, to allow that thought to actually be a fact, or remind ourselves where we are, be kind to ourselves, and move forward. That is the space I've been in. A space of just really finding a way to just block out all this outside noise I see, that I hear, because it doesn't take away the reality of my current reality and other people's reality who may be dealing with something different or worse or better. We got to remind ourselves that our own world is our own world, and somebody else is going to see their own world totally different. It works for them, works for them. What doesn't work for you, doesn't work for you. I don't know. Those are my thoughts with that. I think what I'm trying to get at in all of this entire video today, this entire episode today, because it sounds more like a rant the more I hear it, because it is just be okay where you are right now. Give yourself some grace. Block out all the outside noise and just be grateful that you're alive and you're in good health. Be grateful that loved ones around you care about you, and just be grateful that you have an opportunity to change something if you want to. You may not change immediately, but you can always make that step in making that change. And lastly, rather anybody tell you this or not today, I'm going to tell you that I believe in you and hope all those things that you want in your life come true at this appropriate time where we can actually cherish it and find a sort of gratitude at it. So with that being said, I appreciate you all as always. Make sure to subscribe to the pod on your favorite audio platform. I will be back more consistently. That is something I will get on. But I just need to disconnect for a while. I did. Can't lie to myself, but hope this is something you can hear for today, and hopefully you'll have a great week. So until next time, peace.